The Broncos held their sixth annual kickoff luncheon Wednesday, a fundraising event that's raised more than $500,000 supporting Broncos charities since 2012.
It feels like this is the start of the season for us. You know, so we've been doing it, I think this is our sixth year now. We've been doing it for a long time. And, you know, it feels great to come, you know, meet some of my partners and spend a little bit of time with.
We had a great silent auction that monies were matched by Onus IV Hydration up to $10,000. So all in all, this will be an event that will greatly benefit the Denver community.
And in the spirit of the event, Emmanuel Sanders had an announcement about his fundraising efforts for Hurricane Harvey relief.
My teammates and I, we've raised over $70,000. Vaughn has donated.
That's awesome.
Chris has donated. And not only that, the Broncos have matched us dollar by dollar. So, you know, they deserve a round of applause for doing that as well.
Also at the luncheon, the community efforts of one player who's gone above and beyond were recognized by Broncos president and CEO Joe Ellis.
If you would join me in congratulating last year's 2016 NFL Man of the Year for the Denver Broncos, tight end, table one, Virgil Green. Virgil, stand up, please.
But what I do in the community, I don't do it for recognition. I just do it because I enjoy it and because I love to see the smiles on kids' faces. So it was great to have them acknowledge me, but at the end of the day, I do what I do just to see the smile on kids' faces.
This year's event alone raised more than $150,000 for Broncos charities. At the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.